The police administration says its personnel arrested in connection with the death of one police officer in the Bunahafu region will be prosecuted if found culpable. The administration says no one is above the laws of Ghana, hence the service will not hesitate to take disciplinary action against anyone found to have gone contrary to the code of conduct of the police service. In an interview with Radio Ghana, DSP Freeman Tete of the Public Affairs Directorate said misconduct by some police personnel has no bearing on the mode of recruitment.
An organized institution with its own rules and regulations operating with the Police Service Act. And then we also have the Constitution of this Republic and other criminal acts. So when you are a member of the service and you are culpable or you are a suspect, you are taken through due process. So it's very, very important for the public to have this information. Those who frame the Police Service Act knew that the service is a human institution. There will definitely be infraction. That is why those acts are there, prescribed punishment. And even those who worked on the Constitution knew that definitely it's about human beings, and human beings can deviate from the norm. That is why there is provision for laws, there's provision from the Criminal Offences Act, the Criminal Procedure Act. So it's about somebody committing an offense. Ghanaians commit crime, human beings commit crime, and they are subjected to the law. So if a policeman commits a crime or is alleged to have committed a crime, obviously that policeman will be made to face the law. And the fact still remains that it is not majority of police officers that find themselves at the wrong side of the law. It is mostly a few people in a year that find themselves at the wrong side. We can only investigate to find out that this person has a criminal record and for that matter has no space in the service. If you have never been convicted, whether you are a deviant, whether you are in quote a bad boy, once you don't have a criminal record, you have no place in the police service. A criminal record is just by way of having been convicted. So it would be unfair to say it's mode of recruitment. That does not mean that we would not, even if we have a very perfect mode of recruitment, that does not suggest that there wouldn't be deviant. The fact that a policeman is alleged to have committed a crime does not suggest that it is about mode of recruitment. That one is not being fair to the police. It is simply somebody committing a crime or someone allegedly committed a crime, aided or abetting a crime, another person to commit a crime. So the law will take its course. Simply, we have our own internal rules and regulations devoted on the Police Service Act. And then we have the Criminal Offences Act and the Criminal Procedure Act. All those things are going to be to work on those people.